1.
How much of those expressions are conveyed through verbal communication? More often than not, our intense emotions are conveyed non-verbally.
2.
More often than not, our intense emotions are conveyed non-verbally through gestures, body position, facial expression, vocal cues, eye contact, use of space, and touching.
3.
Imagine what would happen if you don't understand this bubble. What might you experience? Possibly discomfort, irritation, maybe even anger.
4.
It could express affection, anger, playfulness, control, status. These are just a few functions of touch.
5.
In some cultures, it is common to see same-sex friends holding hands and embracing in public. This behavior is not interpreted as sexual. However, think about this behavior in some other cultures. Is it appropriate?